Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're at the planning stages and the implementation stage where baseball is trying to get online very shortly, and that's just where they are. And they're going to do everything they can to get on the field. And, of course, as you mentioned, the economic issues or other issues that typically happen between the Players Association and MLB are going to be a hurdle. I don't see them, destroying or blowing up the game because of it, but it could lead for a pretty nasty 2021.
That was Doug Glanville on 670 The Score a while back, and now it certainly feels like we're there. So I'm disgusted, too, after speaking with our friend Maury Brown. Let's go out to D.C. Maybe our friend Ryan Spader will make us feel a little bit better. He joins me on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Shop over 500 new and used vehicles at Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Ryan, how bored is your summer so far?
Well, it's actually been kind of an interesting one for me because throughout all this, I got out of the military and started a new job. I'm fortunate. I count myself among the fortunate who's able to take a job where I can work from home. So I think I'm better off than most. I don't want to say it's been boring at all. However, of course, I miss baseball, and you kind of put me on the spot saying I'm going to give you guys some hope, and I don't think I'm going to do that.
I kind of knew that, so I cheated a little bit. Follow Ryan on Twitter, at the Ace of Spader. Let's go to that in a minute, but you are the stat king. You get all these retweets. People love following your account. Did you have some juicy ones while you were watching that awful sports doc on Sunday night?
I've got to be honest. I don't think the Score has anything to do with ESPN. As far as I'm concerned, they can stick it, and I tend not to tune in.
It was awful. Awful. But, good choice. I want those 2 hours of my life back.
But I could give you some. I know you guys are probably more inclined for the Sammy Sosa stuff, but I'm a big McGuire fan. I've always been. It's funny because I was talking with, I hate name dropping, but sorry, Ravel is big on the memorabilia stuff. And I was talking with him about when I was 10 years old, McGuire broke that record. And I wanted to sign McGuire baseball, but when I was 10, they cost $1,200. I bought one recently at 30 for $59.99.
Wow.
Which blows my mind. The bottom just completely fell out of that. But McGuire, you look at his career, he averaged 50.4 home runs per 162 games played throughout it. And had Barry Bonds homered as efficiently as Mark McGuire did throughout his career, he would have hit 959 home runs. And I get a lot of slack from, I would say, from people from Chicago oftentimes when I say, McGuire deserves a statue. He saved baseball. And it's because I think he was chasing that record in like 95, 96, 97, alongside with Ken Griffey Jr. And then Sosa just burst onto the scene in June of 1998. And one thing that I don't think we give Sosa enough credit for is his 2001 season, which in my opinion is one of the best seasons in baseball, one of the most underrated seasons in baseball history. If you look at it, his numbers were off the charts. His WAR was over 10. His slugging was, I believe, 737. And if you just look at the final 4 months of the season down the stretch, he actually out-homered Barry Bonds, who broke the record that year, 49-45. And I just don't think we give enough credit to that 2001 season.
Ryan, after hearing about your McGuire baseball, it kind of reminds me of that era because that was also my era, and I still have thousands and thousands of baseball cards from that era, and we all thought we were going to have so much money. But it is interesting. It seems like without sports, and I'm late to the party, I guess, the sports card industry is having a bit of a resurgence right now because they realize, hey, these aren't going to be worth any money if we have 50 different companies making all these cards.
Well, you know, it's so funny you say that because I'm not an avid collector or anything anymore. I'll occasionally pick up like a 1968 Rod Carew or something, just something I wanted when I was a kid. And I'll go out and get to appease the inner child in me. But they're doing all of these like one-of-ones and stuff that people are paying ridiculous amounts of money for. And it's strange to me because you could have a one-of-one Mike Trout that's signed with like an orange background, and then you have a 1/99 that's signed and has a green background, but for whatever reason, the orange one is worth 10, 15, 20 times as much. So it's very strange. I've noticed Bowman is like really popular with the collectors, and they have a lot of those where you can get the blue one, the red one, the green one, the orange one, and it's just a matter of how many there are. But at the end of the day, it's the same card. It's also signed. It's just very strange to me.
With Ryan Spader at the Ace of Spader on Twitter. All right, we put off the baseball enough. When we wake up every day and we're following these reports from the Haymans and the Passons and the Nightingales, we're at a point now, Ryan, where not much surprises me, but then I saw what you were saying yesterday, and that did surprise me a bit. Share with the audience, what do you think about the near future of baseball? I'm talking not just this year, but next.
Well, my biggest qualm with baseball right now is the fact that, and this has been true throughout history, you know, general managers, just like anybody else in this country at this time, are not learning from history, right? They don't want to be bullish on their own investments. And it blows my mind that we're not going to invest in the game now for the potential to grow it because nobody has anything to do. I'm out of things to watch on Netflix. I'm sick of reruns of old games. I've seen the same movies 15, 20 times over. Give us some baseball. That's what everybody wants. And then not only are you giving it to baseball fans, but you're giving it to people who have nothing else better to do and potentially creating a new fan base. And it just saddens me that they don't want to be bullish on their own investment. I wrote a piece a little while ago, and I kind of in jest, I called it millionaires versus billionaires because that's what a lot of people say. And I can't really stand that guy because the person who says, you know, it's millionaires versus billionaires, they've never been in a position where they invested in a baseball team. They've never been in a position where they had a skill that's worth millions of dollars a year. So I can, trying to objectively look at this, say, okay, I can understand the owner's perspective. Okay, I can understand the player's perspective. But at the same time, the owners have to, how can you not be bullish on your own investment? It's just so strange to me. It's like owning 1,000 shares of Tesla and then shorting it. It's so weird to me. And here we are time and time again where they do this. They did it in 1987. Look at that season. Tim Raines is one of my favorites from that year. I believe Andre Dawson won the MVP that year, if I recall correctly, when he said, just sign me for whatever you think I'm worth. And
yes.
I think they gave him like
check.
$400,000. And but Tim Raines, you know, he probably otherwise would have won that MVP, but he didn't sign until 5 weeks into the season because there was collusion. They weren't bullish on their own investments then. They weren't again in 94, 95. And here we are, yet again, the same story over and over again, refusing to learn from the game's history.
How much does the next CBA have to do with what's happening today?
That's one thing that I'm going to say, and this is not just my opinion. I've heard this from a lot, mostly former players. some current, but for the most part, it's been former players who have been saying that the ball players need to stop treating this like the CBA. It's not the CBA. This is not the hill to die on. And it seems like a lot are willing to do so. And it scares the crap out of me because we could potentially be looking at multiple years without baseball. And that will absolutely destroy the game.
How does that happen, multiple years without baseball? What does that look like? How does this end this year? And then you're saying also 2021.
Well, in the scenario in which you have multiple years without baseball, is this just drags on into the CBA, which is in 2021. And or at the end of 2021, I should say. And I really think that if there's not baseball played this season, then we're going to run into some issues next season. However, I don't want to say that I'm like entirely confident or anything. I still think something gets done. And I think a lot of what's being leaked out, just as we saw on Monday, Manfred, I'm 100% positive we're going to play baseball today or yesterday. I'm not 100% positive we're going to play baseball. I think a lot of it is, obviously, if it's coming from Manfred's mouth, it's not hearsay. But I think a lot of it is hearsay. A lot of it is being fed to some of the big-time reporters, and they're getting out there because they have nothing else to really report on. I mean, look no further than the amount of reporting that we've seen on KBO, which nobody paid any attention to before this year, with exception to the few that have come over here. And I still think there's going to be baseball. And the only reason I really think that is because there absolutely has to be, because it's an investment in the future of the game. I just don't understand how there can't be baseball.
Joe Ostrowski with Ryan Spader, Sports Radio 670, The Score. Passan shared a tweet yesterday, and it was something that was told to him by a baseball executive saying that baseball needs to die. Do you agree with that?
Could you say it one more time?
When Passan mentioned that he heard from a baseball executive that baseball needs to die first. Do you agree with that?
No. I don't want to say that Passan's misreporting anything, but it kind of sounds like maybe the executive was thinking something along the lines of one step backwards, two forward. And I just don't think that's the case. I think now is the time to capitalize. You've got to have a season. You've got to bring people. You have the chance here, a golden opportunity. And it's a shame to say it because a lot of people are going through some really hard times, but you have an opportunity to give baseball to people who otherwise wouldn't watch it. You can develop a new fan base. And not only that, you can also have this association with baseball similar to, I mean, we talked about 98. Think about 2001 when, you know, we came out of a terrorist attack, which, you know, handicapped this nation. But then everybody had baseball to lean on. I always think back to that Mike Piazza home run or the Sammy Sosa home run with him running with the American flag. And it's somewhat similar to that situation where people could become nostalgic about baseball because it's when baseball came to be is when things started getting back to normal and people started getting their jobs back. And I just think that we need to look at this objectively, and I think they're doing a terrible, terrible job at doing that right now.
Ryan, the players have shown a united front publicly, and you're in contact with multiple players around the league. Is that how it is behind the scenes?
I won't say exclusively. I actually had a guy just text me right before I went on, and he said he was getting mad. He said, you know, fans are, you know, you guys, and he'll throw me in with the fans if he's going to insult the fans, and then they'll throw me in with the journalists if he's going to insert the journalists.
Yeah.
And he says, you guys are a bunch of sheep. You know, a month ago it was all the players' fault, and now it's all the owners' fault because the players are tweeting. And then it was all the players' fault because it was all the journalists writing stories about the players not wanting to play or whatever. And there's some truth to be said about that. However, I think at this point where, you know, if you're going to say to the players, you're going to play, I don't know, 65 games and they're going to get 100% of their salary, I think they're going to play. And I really think they're hanging their hats on the fact that they initially agreed to a 100% prorated salary. However, the owners are hanging their hats on the fact that they had the right to renegotiate that if there weren't going to be fans in the stands. So it's a stalemate. It's a staring contest at this point.
Yeah, with Ryan Spader, MLB statistician, Sports Radio 670, The Score. Ryan, tell our audience about your book that you released last year.
So Incredible Baseball Stats. It was volume two of this. Did it with my good friend Kevin Reavy, who he is the I'm a little bit by the numbers guy, and he is a much more gifted writer than I am. But we had a lot of help with this. We had Wade Boggs did the original foreword. He updated that for us. We had Lance McCullers Jr. Do the second foreword for us, and then we had blurbs from Edgar Martinez, Brian Kenny, Tim Raines, Larry Walker, and we just cover every single team. We try to hit some of the more interesting facts that you're not going to find on the back of a baseball card that, you know, fans just seem to love. I always joke, I started this Twitter account because I couldn't call in as a fan and talk numbers to radio shows like your own because they'd hang up on me as soon as I'd start talking numbers as a caller. And I started the Twitter account for that reason, thinking, you know, 50, maybe 500 people will be into some of the numbers that I'm into. And fortunately for me, it's been a lot more than that.
Yeah, it's completely flipped. People are buying your book. 53,000 are following you on Twitter, and you're doing radio all across the country. It's awesome.
Well, I'll tell you, one of my favorites is I'm not sure if you guys are sister stations with 94.1 WIP, which is my hometown in Philly. And I used to call in the Glenn Macnow show, who I listened to growing up since I was like 8 years old. And he would I would call in with the moniker Dr. Burl. And he didn't really think it was funny. And he would hang up on me all the time. And now I do a regular segment with them during baseball season. And Glenn's been like a mentor to me and very helpful. It's just funny to me the way things, you know, I guess it comes full circle in a way.
Yeah, they are a sister station. We have a lot of friends like Spike Eskin who runs the station over there. So that's awesome, man. Good stuff. Ryan, appreciate your time. Next time we talk, maybe we'll go over some teams that we're going to be betting on in the 2020 season.
Oh, I'm all in.
Thanks, man.
I appreciate you having me. Hope it'll be back soon.
Uh-huh. You got that right. Ryan Spader at the Ace of Spader on Twitter. He's a good dude, obviously. And he's telling you what it's not. Across the board, there are some players that are very, very frustrated right now, but they are showing that united front. Thinks there's going to be baseball. Worst case scenario, maybe you don't have baseball for a couple of years. That is possible, is what he's saying. Well, Craig Mish was reporting this morning that there will be baseball. That's what he's hearing from some of the higher-ups. So there's a lot of people freaking out right now, but there will be baseball. Let's check in with Craig next. You've got Sports Radio 670, The Score. This is Joe Ostrowski and the Radio.com app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.